Today, let's talk about fathers and sons. There's just such a power of dad, and there's three types of parenting that go on. There's absent parenting, and that is evident by the name. It's the dad who isn't there. He could even be there and not be there. And so there's absent parenting. Then there's engaged parenting, and that's good. I mean, he makes it to the games. He is involved. He's there. But this third one is the best, and that's strategic parenting. It's thinking long term. It's thinking down the road. I like the pattern of God the Father to God the Son when Jesus was coming out of the water after he'd been baptized. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear him. And he's given us a pattern of what fathers should convey to sons. I love you. I'm proud of you. And you're good at that. And for a kid, for a son especially, to hear those words, it's great for a daughter, but it's, for a son to hear those words, it's just incredible. And we see in Proverbs 17, verse 6, it says, "The glory of sons is their fathers." And a dad that is taking his job seriously and thinking strategically, he realizes that his life, dad, is destiny. How a dad's pouring into their son, pouring into their family, leads to great things. So secondly, the three ingredients of strategic fatherhood. I like the volleyball metaphor here. A, the dig, D-I-G, dig. You see that when something's come across the net. He goes down low. It's this dad's compelling character. It's what's under the surface. What is dad truly like? It's interesting. There's a story that's told about, and I looked this up. This is true. On April 15th, 1987, 7 million kids disappeared. Now, I want you to think about that for a second. 7 million kids disappeared on April 15th, 1987. What's April 15th? It's tax day. And in 87, it was the first time that was required of people on their tax forms, instead of just a name, there was a social security number for dependents. And that's how many people had been lying for years that they had these dependents. And so actually, there weren't 7 million kids, but that's what was the case beforehand. We can't have that kind of character. Our character needs to be with depth. Then B, not just the dig, but the set. And that's dad's clear instructions. That's the expectations that dad has. That it is something that is understood. When your young person, when your son looks at you, he knows what is expected of him. He doesn't walk around. It's not a mystery. And that would set him up properly for decisions. How do you do certain things? It's good for a dad to explain those things. How do you ask a girl out on a date? How do you tie a tie? How do you take these steps? And it depends on your skill set where you add even more things. But some of the practical, mannerly things, how do you treat a woman? These are clear instructions. What's expected of you as a man? And then thirdly, C, the spike. And that's dad's creative ceremonies. That's when you hit the nail on the head. You have an understanding of the steps that you've taken to become a man. There was a day when in the Jewish culture that in a bar mitzvah that young man knew, now I am crossing that line, I'm crossing over. And the rites of passage for our culture are kind of muddied. Sometimes guys think, I've become a man now that I've started to drink, or now that I've slept with a girl. And that is as far from what the Lord would want for us. And so, what are the ceremonies? I like this, the power of ceremony. There's five characteristics. A, memorable ceremonies are costly. It's worthwhile to take that time and have that set aside to say that we are working through some things here. B, memorable ceremonies ascribe value to the person being celebrated. Your son knows that he has value because you've ascribed that to him. C, memorable ceremonies employ symbols. In a wedding, we give rings. In a graduation, you take the tassel from one side and you place it on the other side. You've crossed that line. You know, oh, I've accomplished this thing. D, memorable ceremonies involve others who are significant to the person being celebrated. People that are there at that get-together, that party, that celebration, have an understanding that it's significant that you're there. And then E, memorable ceremonies empower a life with vision. And so you look ahead. I'm not going to go through all of the things concerning ceremonies, but I'm just going to tell you something that we did as a family. We saw the value in, at least you get to a certain point and your son or daughter, but your son needs to learn about some of the facts of life. And instead of going out to the garden and having that talk that they all dread, or sliding a book across the table and say, hey, read this so we don't ever have to talk about it, but you just read it and once you're done, you're done. Instead, we took the time to take each of our children. I took the boys and my wife took our daughter, and we made a special trip. They called it the adolescence trip. And some of the young people that you're going to come in contact will respond better than others. My oldest son, I was playing these tapes. They're called Preparing for Adolescence by James Dobson. And he was talking about sex. He was talking about masturbation. He was talking about all of these different things. And at a certain point, I'm playing the tape as we took the trip to Indianapolis. We were going to see a Houston Rockets play the Pacers with Reggie Miller and Charles Barkley, and looking forward to that trip, and then ultimately have a time where we watch that movie that came out again, Star Wars. It was the fourth one, The New Hope, but it had come out and it was remastered and stuff, and so we're excited about this trip, but we're taking this trip specifically to talk about these things. I let James Dobson explain that, and I'm playing the tape, and at a certain point, I'm thinking, is he getting this? And he probably learned all that he thought he could needed to learn about these things from Kevin across the street, but maybe I know a couple of things more than Kevin. I'm not sure, but Dobson has explained this stuff, and it's getting kind of, not graphic, but it's getting to the point where, you know, okay, we're talking about this, and I stopped the tape, and I just said, hey, Justin, you want to talk about this? And he goes, just play the tape, Dad. Just play the tape. And so that's how the trip went, whereas my other son was a little more talkative about it. And when Kim took our daughter, she had no problem in discussion. So each of the children is different, but it was an opportunity for us to get away, that our children knew that they were important to us. And it was a time to share truth about these things. And it's an important step to take. So have you planned something like that? Are you willing to be the person that takes that trip? Maybe it isn't, it's too late in your mind, but I don't think it's ever too late, because even as grandparents, we can have an impact. And so what are you doing to tell this son of yours that he is dear to you, that you see this, you see him and you say, hey, I love you, and I'm proud of you, And I see where God has wired you and what you're good at. And I just want you to know that you're a special person to me. And so take that time and make the effort. It'll be well worth that.